a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh. It is a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh with the Word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson A. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, refreshed, inspired, encouraged, replenished, reloaded, and prepared as you plunge into your day. God bless you.
Lord, your rhema is better than mine. I'll keep coming every day. Lord, your rhema is better than mine. I'll keep coming every day. Lord, your power is better than mine. I'll keep going. Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, I thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you, Lord, for all the benefits and the blessings attached to life. Dear God, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Our Lord and Maker, this morning, we come just as we are before the throne of grace. Father, please, have mercy upon us, forgive every of our sins and iniquities as we confess them this morning, and let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us. Let the efficacy of the blood cleanse our spirit, soul, and body, and make us whole from every form of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit Divine, on a day like this, we place demand on the grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. Therefore, Lord, please lead us, guide us. Order our steps these days, direct our path. Keep us all far away from every form of filthiness and pollution in the name of Jesus. Lord, we commit all our undertakings this day to your able hands. Father, please bless and prosper those that are not contrary in any way to your will for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, I have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Please kindly join me as I open my Bible to the book of Revelation, chapter number 2. And I will be taking from verse 1 through to verse 5. Revelation, chapter number 2. We'll be reading this morning from verse 1 through to verse 5. I will be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. God bless you as you follow the readings. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, this thing said he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them that are evil, and how thou hast tried them, which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first work, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlesticks out of his place, except thou repent. Hallelujah. Amen. This is episode 3 of the topic, Remember Now. Remember Now. Yesterday, by God's special grace, I was able to talk on the same Remember Now on from the book of the Kings, talking about, you know, the sons of the prophets that wanted to go out to fetch the beams to build a spacious place for themselves and their masters, but they were so conscious of going with the presence of their master, the presence of God in the life of their masters, and which saved the day for them. This morning as well, according to our text in Revelation here, I just want to ask you, do you still remember how you started? That is where I want to talk to you at night this morning. Because the word I'm preaching, I am not exonerated from the same word. He's speaking unto me myself. Do you still remember how you started? Look at all the good things that the owner of the church said concerning this church of Ephesus. Look at all the, he said, I know thy works. I know thy labors. I know you are so patient. I know that you don't condone any iota of evil. I know that you are very good. You are an expert. You are very good when it comes to intelligence. You know how to investigate those who claim to be something and they are not, and expose them to their shame. Can you see? You know you have burned up yourself. You are so patient. You know, for his name's sake, you have labor. For my name's sake, you labor, and you refuse to faint up to today. All these are good accolades. But verse 4 spoiled the whole accolade. Said, nevertheless, I have some word against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. What about me? What about you? Is this the way you were when you first got born again? Let's think back. Let's just sit ourselves back. Let there be flashback. Let's go back to, you know, the memory lane. Is it the way you were then? Were you like this in the beginning? Now, the way you are making excuses for everything, the way you don't have time for anything, you don't have time for prayers, you don't have time for Bible studies, you don't have time for fellowship, all those good personal evangelism that the Lord helped you to know how to do in those days, and that you are not doing again now. What about those things? If the owner of the church should come and comment on you and I today, what will he say about us? Will he be happy at us? Or will he be so sad at our present state of life? Remember how you started. Remember now, remember now. Verse 5 now rang the bell, said, remember therefore, From where thou art fallen, at what point did you get it wrong? At what point have I missed my track? At what point did I stray off the track? At what point? What causes it? What did I meet on my way? What did you meet on your way that have, you know, strayed us from the rightful path? Where grow up in us this kind of weariness, the kind of indifference to the things of God? From where did we meet with it? Yes. When did we become microwave prayer warrior? When? What happened? How did we come to this state of life? From where did this thing hit us this way? What did we eat that we supposed not to eat? Where did we go that we supposed not to go? What did we say that we supposed not to say? Whom did we meet that we ought not to meet in life? What kind of friend have we grown now? What kind of network are we having all around us that we ought not to have at all? What is that thing? What has taken the fervency in us away? Man of God, was it the way you started the ministry? What this, how you used to twist your English, polish your messages? Was it the way it is? Have you forgotten the way you used to speak it raw? You used to preach it raw as the Spirit is that, oh God. You forgotten how your messages was a cane. Your messages was a whip in the heart of the sinners. But today, the same messages is now the sharer that shear them up. It is the gingered, it's the vibe they want to hear today. Where did we meet it? How come did we become like this? Remember now. Remember now, verse 5. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do thy first work. We need to go back to what we used to do at first, or else I will come unto thee quickly and remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Wow. Wow. Wow, this is mind-blowing. How come we don't do what we used to do again? How come we outgrown the things of the Spirit? How come we know more than the owner of the church today? How come we now change the doctrines of the Bible, you know, to suit our wickedness, our waywardness, our lust? Our pride. How did we become like this? How come you become a sudden grace preacher? Once saved is always saved. Sin doesn't matter any longer. Once you are saved, God is not wicked. God loves the world. God is this. God, wow. God is not wicked. The same God said, I am God of vengeance. The same God that is not wicked said, I visit the sin of the father from the children to the fourth generation. How come the God that is full of all grace, how come the same God is the God of judgment? How can the gracious God be judgmental God? How come we are no longer speaking about the judgment part of God today? Oh, man of God. Oh, madam, was it how your marriage started? Is it the way your marriage was in the beginning? All those love, all those humility, submission, where are they today? Big man, You no longer love your wife again. Now you are looking at the young lady with the tight on their buttock, with the leggings. You no longer look at that woman. That woman is no longer fit. Now you know she's not even educated. Now you know she doesn't know how to dress. Now you just see that she's not even befit your status. Bow down your head. Talk to God this morning. Father, please help me. Yes, now I realize. Help me to go back to my roots. Help me, Lord, to trace back my footsteps to the right track, to the lane, oh Lord. Help me to track back. Yes, where I've missed it. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Deliver me. Help me, oh Lord, and deliver me today from whatever has taken me out of the first love, out of the first work I used to do. Father, please deliver me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. For contact, you can reach out through the email, johnsonayojulius@gmail.com. Ayo is A-Y-O. Or johnsonjulius@thetableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through any of the lines, +233-202-749-915 or +233-552-482-187. Exploit this very day in your ramifications and make greater exploit for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.